Welcome to day 38. Hi, I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I'm your host here at the Happy Whisk Podcast. And I want to say day 38. Did I say day 38? Let me say it again. Day 38. 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8. Almost there. Tim asked me what I learned from doing the 44 days, and I think I will save that for maybe the 44th day. But what I want to talk about today is I am smack dab in the middle of some edits, and I'm going over some things here. We have two monitors, so I have videos on one, and I have the editing program on the other. And I've got a video. This, remember, I'm going, if you've been following me, you know I'm going through my old footage and then new footage. Well, old footage, I have 5 minutes of absolutely nothing but the Instapot insert sitting on the table. There's nothing else on that video. And so I'm finding stuff like this where I let the camera roll and I didn't realize it was rolling, or I was rolling it while I was doing things to come in and out of the scenes. That's really not important. The important part that I want to talk about is I don't feel bad about these kind of things. So I want to discuss this a little bit. This is just my point of view. Take what you want and leave the rest, as always. But when I go back and I look at these videos, I'm like, wow, it's really, really dark. Or that's, you know, 7 minutes of nothing on footage, or 5 minutes of nothing on footage. I don't have any of that, oh man, what a waste of time. I wish I'd done that better. Blah, blah, blah. I don't feel like that. And for a couple of reasons. One, I think it's a waste of my energy. Two, I'm not programmed that way. And three, I'm on to the next thing. I wish I had a four, I don't. But I just feel like it's a waste of time to be like, oh, I wish I'd shot that better. I wish I did this better. That's not good enough. I just don't have the energy for that kind of thinking. And all that kind of thinking does to me is rob the person of whatever creative act is going on right now. So I'm working on videos. I'm making my list of what's completed, what's ready to go, what's going to go on what channel, and all that kind of thing. So I've got the whole desk is just work right now. And that's my focus. My focus is on, okay, that corn video. For some reason, I have a broccoli cheese and a corn cheese video. I've got them mixed up in the file. Now I can be aggravated about that. I can say, oh boy, what a waste. I didn't even get the thumb right. Oh, I have 5 minutes of nothing footage. I shot the end tag and I never shot how, and for some reason the end tag here is for the broccoli soup. Like, that's not the right word, but the last scene that I shoot is here, but there's no beginning scene on how to. So I've got my files crossed. All of the cheeses look the same when I use my homemade almond cheese, or cashew cheese, either one I use. All of the colors are the same. So somewhere along the line, I put two of the videos in one file. These are the kind of mistakes that happen, and these are the kind of things that I don't waste time on. I just can't. And I don't know if anyone's going to get anything out of this podcast, but I think to stay focused on things that didn't go right in the past is a huge disservice to the creative people that we are right now. You know, it doesn't matter. So I've made my notes. So, okay, I've got to go reshoot the corn soup. I have to. It's too dark anyway. It's just so, so dark that I'm going to... And Tim just bought corn yesterday, so it's perfect. And I have nut cheese, so fine, I'll redo it. But I don't go into reshooting something and thinking, oh, I can't believe I have to reshoot this. I should have done better. I should know better next time. Bullshit. No, I don't have time for that. Because you know what? I got 1,000 videos to shoot, edit, and get them out, and get them moving, and keep going. And that's what I take with me to the next video. Not the negative energy of having made mistakes. Mistakes are going to happen. I'm going to have to put out fires here and there and stuff. Like, sometimes I'll shoot a video and for whatever reason, I can't use it. Even the new videos. I shot 22 videos as of me talking to you right now. The day is still young. I will likely shoot more videos. That's for the week. Not all of that footage is going to be usable. And that's the same way with anything. So Same like when we used to do craft shows. Not all of the blankets sold, but we still had to have a lot of blankets on board when we went to the shows. I used to sew blankets, in case anyone doesn't know. I don't know if I've talked about that. So for 5 years, I had a little blanket business, and we went to craft shows, and I sold my little blankets and my big blankets, and it was fun, but we had to have a lot of stock on hand. And same with the videos. I have to shoot a lot of videos. Some of them are going to come through and be ready and go up, and some of them just aren't. That's just the way it goes. That's the nature of it. So I just refuse to get stuck. It's not my nature to get stuck on those things, but it's just such a waste of energy. It's such a waste of energy when I hear people say they wish they could have done better. They this. I think there's no time for that. There's no time to be stuck in the wishing well of what could have been and what should have been. There's only time to keep moving forward. And, you know, now I've got better lighting. So great. That's fantastic. That doesn't take away everything that I've done before. Some of it I'll reshoot. Some of it's already up, and some of it will go up. It's just about moving forward and continually moving forward. And as I get new gear, like my new thing is my camera won't stop shaking. I have it on a swivel arm or, long arm. I don't know what it's called. We put a cushion on it at one point and that was working, but it's not working anymore. And so when I'm at my bench chopping or doing something, my camera's jumping. I finally got the autofocus pretty much okay for now. So hold over a little longer before we have to actually buy a camera, but the jumping. So I can look at these videos and go, oh, it's so jumpy. Oh, it's so terrible. Oh my God, what a horrible day. Fuck that shit. No. Move forward. That is the way to keep creating. That is the way to keep going and learning. And there was it's a wonderful process when we learn and we get better as we go. That's fantastic. I do love that. But I refuse to get stuck in the headspace of, I wish it was better. That's just, that wishing well is just not, it is not on my property. No. All right, I think that's it. I got to go back to sorting out and untangling this mess. In other news, the black salt that Tim brought home yesterday, because I ordered it online. I made a scrambled bean curd yesterday. That one I had too many ingredients in. This morning, I redid it for breakfast. I didn't shoot it because I was just trying to get to work. But I tell you what, it was pretty good. I'm going to talk about that another time. That's a whole other podcast because that's more about nostalgia. But I could probably whip that podcast out right now as well. But for now, I'm going to go and get back to work. I just want to say move forward. That is priority in creating things, not holding on to, gee, I wish that would have been better. Figure out why it could have been better. Use it the next time, but move the flip on, because it's just no sense staying in a wishing well that's just a big old waste of time. Or at least that is how I feel about it. I just think move forward. And that's all from me. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk. You can find me on youtube.com/TheHappyWhisk, youtube.com/Ivy's Test Kitchen, patreon.com/TheHappyWhisk. I get mixed up on my addresses all the time. I'm like, especially if I say The Happy Whisk and then I say Ivy's Test Kitchen, then I automatically want to say Ivy's Test Kitchen again, but it's not. It's Happy Whisk. So I should go Happy Whisk, Test Kitchen. See, I'm figuring it out. That's life, eh? All right. That's it for me, guys. I will see you next day. Thank you for listening to day 38. I think I'm going to call it Move On, because that's where to go to keep the creativity flowing in the right direction. That's it for me. Whisk out.